Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Blintfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And I'm so excited about today's guest because I've been trying to get her on the podcast since bloody last year, and we moved countries twice. And I totally bastardized her name, as well as us Australians do, Dr. Keneally. I said Connolly. I'm sure she gets it all the time. She's a brilliant doctor in the US, and my sister's recently been through breast cancer, and I just wanted to get her on because her approach, like her nutrition approach, how like nutrition, lifestyle, everything that she talks about, it's just so in alignment with everything we teach in our program. And I just feel like so many people need this information, like not even people with cancer, just normal people. So
right.
Can you just talk a little bit more about yourself and who you are and what you do and your backstory?
Okay. Yeah. So that's always important because it's the why of what we do, right? Everything is. So I was born in the 50s and I'm number three of six children. And my mother started bleeding and she went to the doctor and the doctor said, we have a medication that can stop the bleeding and prevent a miscarriage. So of course, what mother would want to lose their baby? And so then my mother was administered the medicine, had the delivery of her child. And then when I'm a teenager, my parents receive a letter that that drug, they found out, caused cancer in both male and female offspring, hormone problems, infertility problems, you know, a whole slew of different problems. So I started going to a cancer institute, one of the largest cancer institutions here in America, and that was MD Anderson. And here you have this army of people because, you know, you're like the unique one, right, that has something going on. So you have all these people because they do vaginal exams and pap smears and all biopsies and all this stuff. And so, and of course they tell you, you know, you have to be followed, you know, for the rest of your life and whatever that means, if you know what I'm saying. And so I never had two periods in a row in my life. And so of course, when I'm in medical school, they put me on birth control pills. Okay. Well, that was terrible. Okay, because it totally changed my body. Like, I was like, whoa, how could I go from here to here, right? So anyway, but I went to the doctor and that's what you do. And today, even this day and time, if you have any menstrual problems, anything, oh, acne, you get birth control pills. So, but birth control pills are not the answer to your problems, okay? Now, if you're 21, 18 out there listening to me, you know, I probably am going to recommend a very low dose birth control, okay? Because I don't want to be responsible for someone getting pregnant and they're going to say, oh, well, Dr. Keneally said.
You can learn how to track your period. Like, I mean,
I pill
for years. And then when I met Emma, finally realized the danger of birth control came off. And it's actually not that hard.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
But you do have to do it. In today's world, they have so many different programs that you can successfully track your periods, but that kind of thing wouldn't work because I had a period once a year.
Wow.
Okay. And then I had an ectopic pregnancy because I wasn't even menstruating. Okay. And I had a ectopic pregnancy, and because that's one of the complications of DES also. Okay. And then I couldn't get pregnant normally. All right. Because I didn't ovulate and I didn't have a period. So I had to go to very, you know, fancy infertility doctors to try to have my kids. Well, fortunately, I was able to get my kids, but it was all like planned and lots of stuff that I had to do. And so, and then one of the complications I had was scoliosis. So I was diagnosed when I was going for my college physical at 18, because back then they didn't check at the school or anything like that. And so by the time you're 18, your body is fully developed. And so the scoliosis didn't really become a problem. And I had twins when I was 38. And that's, you know, quite a lot on the skeletal structure. And then as I aged, the curvature got worse. So then I flew to Germany for 18-hour back surgery, 14 hours one time, and 3 months later to finish the surgery. So that was 5 years ago. So I learned a lot because of my own journey, but fortunately, growing up in Texas, my mother was very natural. So she nursed us all for a year. She made all of our baby food. We ate liver and onions and sauerkraut, raw milk, eggs, things that are popular today, and bone broth and all the things. I think it's kind of funny because it's like, wait, that's like not a new fad,
Good old-fashioned
And
food.
yeah, so we ate at home because there were six kids. So you couldn't go out a restaurant. And my mother was a fanatic about our food and about eating real food. Okay. And like we never ate cereal. Okay. We didn't have pancakes. We didn't have that kind of stuff. We had real food all the time. Okay. My mother ate pig's feet. Okay. She ate,
Amazing.
tongue. Yes, everything. So organ meat. That was just normal. When we would do the turkey, you take it out, we boiled it, and she would make a gravy out of all of that. So that's how I grew up, and that's how like literally everybody should be growing up today is with real food, okay? And so everyone thinks there's this pie in the sky thing, and it's like, no, it's really basic. Connect with nature, eat real food. Get sunshine, drink water.
Lift some weights.
Yes, there are. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So there are some extenuating. So that's how I, got into what I do. And I never would like, for some reason, I was so adamant about like how to figure out the natural way to do things. I was never like, okay, where's a drug? Even though I was trained in medical school. Here you have a blood pressure diagnosis. Here's the five groups of medicines that you're going to pick from. I started out 39 years ago with weight loss, okay? Because weight loss was a great way to get patients. And so I literally had a registered dietitian who thought just like us, okay? And we did lifestyle medicine, okay? That long time ago. And so now it's, obviously, fast forward to where we are today. So I'm the medical director at the Center for New Medicine and Cancer Center for Healing. Okay. So Center for New Medicine is human optimization and chronic diseases. Let's say you have autoimmune or you have Hashimoto's or you have gut issues or diabetes. And then the Cancer Center for Healing is for, patients who are diagnosed with cancer and they need lots of different input. Okay. Because the conventional treatment for cancer is you get a biopsy and then it's surgery, chemo, radiation, or immunotherapy. So you get a combination of those four options. All right. So today, Nixon declared war on America and every subsequent president has declared war on America. And what has happened to cancer?
Gone up.
It's grown exponentially, all right? And so cancer is in about one in two men and about 40% of females, 80% increase of cancer in young people in the last 20 years, 30 years. And it's just getting worse and worse. And so I'm an expert in prevention of cancer because if you read my book or anything, and I'm happy to share that with you, there, I go through this. One of my mentors had a sarcoma. And a sarcoma is a tumor of muscle and bone. And so I met him at a medical conference, I would say 27 years ago, 26, 7 years ago. And he was 22 at the time he was diagnosed. And they told him amputation. And he's like, no, I'm going to go figure this out. So he refused and he spent the next 11 years, not months, 11 years figuring out how to save his leg and cure himself of cancer. Fast forward, I meet him in his 50s at the medical, very popular anti-aging medical conference here. And so he's telling me his whole life story. And I'm like, oh, I need to know everything this guy knows. So he and I became friends and went to conferences together. And he taught me about coffee enemas and the electrical properties of your body, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so he worked with this Chinese medical doctor who is a military medical doctor in China. and who has for hundreds of years, about 400 years, made herbs, anti-cancer herbs. And so then I learned how to bioenergetically check the body, because the body is energy. Energy precedes action, correct? If you have a car crash, before it crashes, a lot took place before you crash. And so we can tell, we can notice subtle differences. Blood work rarely, rarely checks you for cancer. I mean, yes, if you have elevated C-reactive protein, low vitamin D, high hemoglobin A1C, there are a few things that can possibly tell, but most of the time, it's not always telling, right? So we use this bioenergetic testing to look for the invisible that I can't see in a scan or an ultrasound or MRI or CT and or blood. So this has taught me a lot. You learn from people who have conquered and been the victory. And so that's been my journey. And so here we are now, looking for always the latest, greatest, everything. Basically, we try to utilize technologies that enhance your vibration as opposed to take away from your, the energy of the body. So, like if you do surgery, it's a very inflammatory, injurious process, right? And if you do chemo, I mean, there isn't a system in the body that doesn't affect, all right? And radiation the same way. And so sometimes you may need to do surgery, but let's prepare the patient for surgery. Let's do the treatment after the surgery so the patient has the best outcome. If you do chemotherapy, okay. I had a patient today, she's doing chemotherapy. And then I said, here's what you're going to do to support yourself day to day. And that's the way we should all practice. So, for example, if you have an acute cellulitis of your leg, and I need to give you antibiotics because that's usually serious, natural things aren't the thing you go to when you have cellulitis. If you give a patient an antibiotic, well, what happens when you take an antibiotic? You destroy the microbiome, right? So, we have to reforest the microbiome with the proper gut bacteria, because your microbiome is 80% of your immune system. So just simple things that are done every day in this country. And so the National Cancer Institute spends $7 to $8 billion a year on research for cancer. But where are we? Because if you look at the actual life extension of medications, they look at a 5-year survival rate is like, okay, you've won. They don't look at 5 years and 6 months, but if you've hit your 5-year mark, okay, that's the mark for that you are a survivor. And I'm like, no, what about 30 years? Okay, what about, why are we just extending people's and being concerned about someone's life for 5 years? We should be concerned for someone's life every single visit, every single year. If you see a patient annually, you should be saying, okay, is this patient the most optimal they can be? Because the way I look at it, and this is what I tell my children, is if you are sick, it's not only affecting you, it's affecting your family, it's affecting your work, it's affecting your everyone around you, and it's affecting your community. And so, if we all would help each other be the best version of ourselves, then we would have highly functional communities and highly functional families. And what is the state of illness? I don't know what it's like in your country, but I know in the United States, for once now, everybody's talking about chronic disease. Everyone knows what a chronic disease is. And so because everyone has chronic diseases, meaning it's like the norm to be sick. How can it be normal to be sick? And we're talking about AI and, technologies, but wait, you have the technology in your body right now to be the best person, best version of yourself. But what we're exposed to, what we do every day, our activities of daily living are need to be in the right way. correct. You have to get sleep. You need to drink water. You need to drink water that doesn't have hundreds of toxins and drugs in it, and or bugs. You need to eat foods that nourish, strengthen, and heal your body. You need to move the 800 muscles in your body. You probably, in this day and time, I would tell everyone to purify or detoxify, whatever word they like, because we really can't control the pollution in the world. I was looking at a map of pollution, and it shows you where pollution is in the world, and it's China, India, and parts of Africa. Okay, but they're all connected. We all live on this one big planet. So whatever pollution you have in China and India, it comes to the United States. So, but try getting 8 billion people to agree on something. That's not going to happen, okay? And every country does their own thing, and that's kind of what's happening. And it's not, I don't know if it's going to change. So that means you've got to really take care of yourself, because I say self-care is the new healthcare. And so it's something like, it's interesting, you have all these medications. We have medications for everything now, and medications are the third leading cause of death. And why aren't we using some of these ancient traditions of things that people can do so simply? And, like, why is that all suppressed?
Well, I think it's like, I know we don't work with people with cancer, but women coming into our program in their 40s and 50s, and they're like, oh my God, Kitty, I'm experiencing all these perimenopausal and menopausal symptoms. And I often say to them, it's the way that you've lived your life leading up to this point, and it's much easier. And I've been there. They just want to take a supplement. They just want a quick fix. And I think it's harder to actually look at your life and go, I need to slow down. I need to get more sunshine. I need to prioritize sleep. I need to start like actually understanding food and what nourishes my body and stop looking for the quick fix. And like there's so many quick fixes out there. Like I just look at women, they come to me like I'm taking these like 10 million supplements, but I'm still not eating breakfast and
Right.
not nourishing my body and I'm not getting any sunlight and I'm not, it's I think it's harder. It's harder to do
No,
those things.
I think we've been psychologically, trained to look for that magic pill, a pill for every ill. Yeah. And that's going to solve the problem. And now know, we all know that isn't working, because all you have to do is just look at everybody and everything and every age group. And people are not healthy.
They're
And
not.
so, yeah, there are a few people, maybe 1% of the population, but that is terrible for supposedly we're advanced. We're in advanced civilization, where actually civilization is killing people, right? Cell phones, EMF towers, et cetera, that whole the electrical field all around us, okay? The outrageous pollution in the air, the foods that, long time ago, apple was significantly more nutritious than it is today. And so we just all need to take a look and put our heels in the ground and say, this is not working, and we got to stop. And we need to go back to way things when they were working better.
Yeah, more
So,
simple. More simple.
well, it was more simple, I think, about it, because I'm old enough to know that. And I remember how much we were in nature all the time, and we were outside, and we weren't distracted by our phone, because and our we didn't have all that. See, I didn't grow up with a phone or
I
computer,
didn't
and
have a mobile either. I'm not as old as you, but I didn't, as a
yeah,
kid, I didn't have it till I was in my 20s.
right. And that is causing lots of problems with children today, because I noticed in your country they wanted to ban phones for people less than 16 years of age. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yes,
wow.
in Australia, yes. And so they want to do the same thing here, but I these things are great, but why doesn't anyone, put the gauntlet down? That's what's so crazy. We have this red dye, and it's going to be banned in 2027. I'm like, no, ban it now.
Now.
How a toxin to continue on for 2 more years? This is
Yeah.
crazy. Okay. And that's just one of many, chemicals. Fluoride, we've been talking about for over 30 years that it's not good. Okay. And it was interesting. Yesterday I had a patient. She goes, "Oh yeah, my parents lived in an area and they fluoridated the water and they have their teeth are all mottled." And I'm like, "Oh my God, we don't learn anything."
Yeah.
And so we've just got to come on, and we have to get over the pharmaceutical companies. Like, we
Yeah.
really need to say, we need to save ourselves. Like, you're saving yourself every day, right?
Yeah.
And so, and it's not that difficult, and it's not that complicated.
No, I agree.
And you're doing it every day. You're delivering information to basically help someone save their life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree, and I'm so very grateful to have met Emma and discovered Ray Peet's work all those years ago. Because I just hate to think where I would be today. And yeah, you're right. Like when I listen to some of the testimonials from women in our program, they're life changing. You know, like they're sleeping better. They don't have any more perimenopausal symptoms. They've got energy to do life. You know, they're happy, they're relaxed, they're enjoying food. And I've got so many questions for you, but I really just want to maybe start initially, and there's lots of questions with the nutrition, because I love what you said about the eggs and the organ meats and the good old, like good quality dairy and in these foods. Like I feel, because I remember when I was a kid, because I'm 44, my Nini was my grandma and she died when she was 95. And I
Wow.
remember when I first met Emma. And this is, I'd come off the back of, you know, I was the green juices and the almond flour, and I made my own almond milk, and I didn't need any carbs except when I was falling off the wagon binge eating because I was so starving. You know, I'd do stupid stuff like I'd eat only protein for a day because I'd binged all the day before, and I was anti-sugar. Like I wouldn't even eat fruit. I was so anti-sugar. And I remember her us going through all of the course materials and educating me on all these foods, because I actually read this blog of hers called Defending Fruit and Other Non-Complex Carbohydrates, and I was like, oh my God, this is why I've been like I had shit periods, poor sleep, weight would go up and down, I felt exhausted all the time. And in one of these consults I said to her, do you know what? Like all of these foods that you're recommending I start including in my diet, they're just what my grandma used to feed me. So we'd get up in the morning and she'd freshly squeeze orange juice. I remember it was beautiful. She'd make eggs cooked in butter. So she'd have the butter, you know, on the little glass container on her bench. She'd cook with lard. She'd make my grampy liver and kidney on toast with parsley. I just remember it because it smelt disgusting. You know, the milk would get delivered in the glass bottles, and she'd
Right,
make
that's how I
custard.
had it.
Yeah, she'd make custards and ice cream. She'd make her own bread. We'd cook all the time. It was so fun. Like, we'd make cakes and beautiful shortbread, lots of roast meats, lots of parsnips, root vegetables. Like, she'd have salads and some greens, but they were always like a side dish. We'd have lots of carbohydrates, lots of protein, lots of saturated fat, fruit, lots of fruit. She'd cut up pawpaw from her garden. They had a boat, Wominda, and we'd go out all the time up to the Whitsundays, and we'd go crabbing, and we'd eat oysters and crabs and fishing. I got a fishing rod for my 6th birthday, and I was like, "What the fuck happened? I was eating all of this beautiful, delicious, nutrient-dense food, and then I got sucked into the bloody diet industry, trying to be like lean and small and just eat fucking salads and cut out all sugar and dairy." And then now I've come back full circle, and it was so amazing. Like, because I'm the sort of person who just goes, like, I find something and go, I'm going all in. And so I ate all of the carbs. You know, I got into strength training, stopped killing myself every day. Like, I'd do 2 hours of fasted cardio in the morning on black coffee. I was tiny. I was like 54 kilos. And so I gained all this muscle, gained weight. My periods became regular and pain-free. I started sleeping. I stopped binge eating. You know, and I was so passionate about it. So can we start with the nutrition? Because I feel like women are so confused, or probably everyone is so confused about nutrition. Like, what are the
Right.
foods that are actually going to nourish our bodies and give us energy and fuel our
Right.
cells? I loved how you talk about like this cellular, like bioenergetic, because, you know, anyway, I'll let you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I think the first and most important priority is people need to understand this. There is lots of science to food, okay? And they've got to get away from packaged foods. Like, don't go down the aisles with boxes of cereal, boxes of cookies, boxes of, and you have no idea what's in it, all right? So you need to eat foods that are real. Like there, it's a one ingredient. All right. So egg is one ingredient. Liver is one ingredient. Onions. And years ago, I went to year. This was a long time ago, about 30 years ago. And this gentleman talked about how to control your insulin. And you don't want a roller coaster of insulin, right? You don't want this, like, okay, you eat, a bagel, and then, your sugar rises, and then insulin is called in, and then the insulin brings down the sugar, and then it tells your body you're fat. It's gonna, you're need, you're starving. So that doesn't work with the roller coaster. So you should always eat some protein in every meal. All right. So protein is eggs, raw cheese, not plain old cheese and manufactured cheese. I always buy raw cheeses, okay?
Can I just ask you a question though? Because I just
Sure.
so we don't have access over here to, like in Thailand, like there's a lot of countries. So
Right.
if you don't have access to, because a lot of places they don't have raw dairy, raw cheese, would you say it's like I just try and look for cheese that's like milk, rennet, salt, like
That's perfect. That's perfect. But rennet is very important, right? Yeah, so you can do that, absolutely. And then eat lamb, chicken, turkey, meat. People don't understand the nutrient density of meat, and not overly cooked, but and buy, know your farmer. Go buy from the person that you know is going to be respectful of how they raise their animals and the how they graze and all that kind of stuff. So and then buff, like I eat buffalo and I eat rabbit. I eat all kinds of different meats. And then eat fruits and vegetables. And now, if you can make your own breads,
With sourdough. I love sourdough bread.
yeah, good old sourdough. If you can make it, that'd be great. But you, today's world, you can
Can buy good
find
sourdough.
people who are passionate about making their sourdough. That's like a like I think during the pandemic, that was like what people really became experts in is
That
making their
time.
sourdough. Or some other bread that, there's so many different things, but make it real. Make it with real ingredients and real authentic flowers. And the I, you know, I, you probably know the Eichhorn flower, it's, that's an old ancient flower. And so really, and really, I think have a relationship with your food. Okay. And you need to think about and be thankful, like, oh, this food is going to nourish and strengthen and heal my body. All right. And so then every meal should have fat too. So you need fat, protein, and carbohydrates. And the best carbohydrates are fruits and vegetables and the things I was just talking about.
They're like root
And so,
vegetables,
yeah,
potatoes, sweet
root vegetables,
potatoes.
potatoes, sweet potato. I eat sweet potatoes all
I
the
love
time.
sweet
I do other
potato.
kind of
Love
potatoes.
potatoes.
Yeah. Squashes, okay. I used to be a big salad person, but I'm not a big salad person today. So I don't know why, but I've just kind of changed. But I will eat root vegetables, like you said, or I will put it in a big broth
Oh, I love a good
and
broth.
a
Gelatin,
good
collagen.
broth. Yes, and put it in a good broth and let all the vegetables in there. I like that. And then puree it and put some raw cream in it.
Yum.
So that's what I that would be something that I would like better. So and there's I may only because I've talked to people about how they eat for 39 years, and you have to meet the patient just like when you what you're doing, you have to meet the patient where they are, right? And you got to slowly persuade them, if you know what I'm saying. Now, the patients with cancer, they're like, okay, whatever you say, I'll do, right? But the patient who just wants to lose weight, it's going to be a little bit more work to transform their mind and their decision making of what they're going to be doing, right? But because weight loss is such a, it's really a spiritual, emotional, and physical experience. And so if you don't have your emotional attunement, really good, then you're going to eat because you go back in your childhood, and my mommy had cookies for me every single day. Well, the way people make cookies, when I made cookies for my children, I use wheat germ and good flour and
Butter.
protein. Yeah, butter. And I never used junk. Okay. I made them zucchini carrot bread for their lunches to bring in their lunches. Okay. With protein powder and the right sugars. I never used manufactured, I always used raw sugar. So people need to like, and it is a little more work, but you are worth it. You need to understand that you are worth it and worthy of this special food. Because I think a lot of people, they're not honoring and respecting and loving their body. Because that's what it boils down to, is taking that extra minute of time to honor and respect and love your body because it's serving you and your purpose every day. And so you talked about organ. See, I grew up on liver. So a lot of people, you mentioned liver. Like, so when I have a patient who has a low red blood cell and low hemoglobin, I tell them, go to the butchery right now, buy some raw liver, cut it up into 3 tablespoon pieces, store it in wax paper, the rest of it in the freezer, not with plastic. And then I said, you've got to do 3 tablespoons a day. And I remember I was with my children. This was so many years ago, and I was at the meat counter, and I was with my twins. And so I was next to me was a guy. He was buying all this raw meat for his dog because his dog had cancer. And he goes, "Oh my God, I can't tell you. I've been buying this raw, liver, et cetera, for my dog, and now he acts like a puppy 3 years old." And so I remember coming home and my kids couldn't wait for me to do this liver. And so the first time I brought it home with them and I cut it up and I ate it, I was had so much dinner, I was up all night long. So I always tell people, if you're going to eat liver, eat it in the morning, not later. Because I was just, you can see your blood vessels. You can literally see
It's
your blood
incredible, I
vessels
agree.
and the warmth and strength of your body when you do liver.
It is, and it's like I remember when I first started eating this way, and I was like, the liver, and I ate it for a while, and that's actually one of the reasons Emma and I we made freeze-dried organic beef liver capsules because so many of our clients were like, because I always say to them like, listen, just get the liver in however you can, like just if you, so we have, I've got a beautiful beef liver pate recipe which I make, which is so yum, or eat it fresh, or then I'm like, take the liver capsules, and it's if you go to our website, like there's so many testimonials from women taking the capsules and improvements into energy, skin quality, libido, like it is actually quite incredible. And I say to women, like, listen, whatever you do every fucking week, just get the liver in however you can get it in, I don't care, just get that stuff down.
Well,
It's brilliant.
a liver is like a multivitamin naturally, okay, because of all the nutrients, the Bs, the phosphatidylcholine, the carnosine, the zinc.
The vitamin
People don't
A.
understand. Yes, it's just loaded with nutrients. So you can't get better. You probably can't, but wheatgrass has lots of nutrients, but liver is really one of the top foods for nutrition.
I always say to women, I'm like, eat the oysters for the minerals and eat the liver, like
Right.
liver and oysters. It's like you've got nature's multivitamins there. Eat them once a week or however
Right.
you want to eat them throughout the week. And what about, can you talk about carbohydrates? Because I feel like, especially women that I work with, they're so afraid of carbohydrates and they go on these like carnivore keto diets. They cut out all the beautiful fruits and the root vegetables. They have no energy. Can you talk about like, and I see you oranges too, like vitamin C, orange juice. Like I was so afraid of carbohydrates. And I remember the first time I didn't drink orange juice for years and years and years. And now in Thailand, they have the best beautiful juices. They fresh these local, like they're like mandarins and they have guavas and passion fruit juice. And oh my God, every day I drink juice. It's like nectar of the gods, like fresh
Yeah,
orange
it
juice and
is.
oranges. So you talk about fruits, like carbs and.
Yeah, well, carbs are important because every cell in your body requires glucose. Your glucose is the energy for every single cell. So you have to have that. You have to get that and obtain that from fruits and vegetables. So what's in a cereal, or let's say an English muffin or a bagel, it's not the best kind of glucose for you to sustain for energy. And fruits have a very high vibration. And so you're eating energy, basically. Now, orange juice should be really, if you could prepare it and get only fresh, if you're going to buy it, only fresh organic juice. Okay, that's ideal. You don't want to use orange juice that's been
Reconstruct.
reconstructed. Yes, reconstructed and processed. So always try to do the real thing. I do a fruit green drink all every day. So I love that. I look for it. When I don't have it, I really notice it. Okay. So and a lot of people will say, "Oh my God, that's so many calories and
I know.
everything."
They're so afraid of the
But
carbs and the sugar.
yeah, but what you have to do is you have to give your patients permission. Look, I'm getting your body permission to enjoy this high frequency food that is going to provide frequency to your body. A lot of times they just need that, because they've been so brainwashed on other things. And that's most people grow up like this. They don't grow up with the proper way, Kitty. So that is the whole. So that all they know is who they've become from what they have learned all these years. So now you're transforming them, and transformation is work on a emotional, spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical. All right. And like everybody's afraid of the sun, right? Well, no, the sun is shining 12 hours a day for a reason. Okay. So it is providing valuable energy, not to mention the infrared and the red from the sun is valuable because all of our cells take up color and have to have energy to function. That's what we're start. We all have low energy. Everybody has low energy, not low energy. Their cells have low energy because every one of your cells has voltage. Every one of your cells has 0.07 millivolts of energy. So if you don't eat energy, your cell can't have energy. So if you're eating just dead food all the time, then the cell cannot have energy to take care of you and prevent disease.
I love that you talk about the sun, actually. That was going to be another question because especially in Australia, like in the 90s, the slip, slop, slap campaigns, slather yourself in toxic sunscreen, avoid sun at all costs. That was one thing my sister, like she was white. Her vitamin D levels were so low. And now after she's had the diagnosis and gone through everything, she goes out every day, she gets sunshine. And I think, we've been poisoned against the sun.
Yes, it's a great way to get dermatology visits. Yeah, and the sunscreens, okay, what you're lathering your body in, most of the sunscreen out there is toxic, okay, and has the potential to be cancer causing. So, and the last, I would say, 20 or 30 years, people have been using sunscreen, all right, and staying out of the sun.
So I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I wanted to quickly jump in and talk about our brand new Rebuild Your Metabolism Method 28-day challenge. Are you a woman over 40 who's feeling stuck when it comes to your health and your body? Maybe you've tried all the diets, you've cut carbs, you've done endless hours of cardio, and you still feel frustrated with no lasting results. You are not alone. This is so common for women in their 40s and beyond. But the good news is there is a better way. This is where the Rebuild Your Metabolism Method 28-day challenge comes in. Say goodbye to endless hours of cardio, restrictive diets, cutting sugar, carbs, and quick fixes. And say hello to feeling strong, lean, and energized like never before. Get ready for a healthier metabolism, better sleep, balanced hormones, more energy, and sustainable fat loss. Transform your body, health, and life after 40. So this isn't just a quick fix diet or a one size fits all workout plan. It's a method that combines metabolic support and body recomposition, specifically designed to help women build muscle, lose body fat, and restore hormonal and metabolic health after 40. So here's what you're going to get in the 28 days of the challenge. Custom macros and meal planning. So no more restrictive dieting or food fear. You'll learn how to set macros, adjust macros, build meal plans, and eat foods you love while fueling your body to burn fat and build muscle. We've got hundreds of structured training programs. So these are designed for busy women with simple, effective workouts that you can do at home or in the gym. Each workout is actually customizable to the equipment you have access to, and each exercise comes with a detailed video tutorial. You get daily coaching and support. So you get access to me and Craig for 28 days to help guide you every step of the way, accountability, support, encouragement, and expert advice. You get to use our incredible new strength tracker app to track your progress, complete weekly check-ins, track your food,
build meal plans, and use our unique training system to ensure your technique is spot on and you're progressing week to week. You also get access to us for 28 days, so you can jump on live calls and get feedback and coaching on your check-ins, as well as access to us via our community platform to ask questions and get support. And you get lifetime access to the course materials with modules on nutrition, metabolism, and hormonal health, plus guides on setting macros, creating balanced meal plans, recipe books, meal ideas, and we're just going to teach you everything you need to know about nutrition. And here's the best part. It's just a one-time payment of $29 Australian. Plus, it comes with a money-back guarantee. So if by the end of the challenge, you're not convinced you can build muscle, lose body fat, and improve your health and hormonal issues using my method, I'll refund your money, no questions asked. This challenge isn't just about 28 days. It's about creating a sustainable lifestyle where you feel empowered to take control of your health, eat delicious food, and finally break free from restrictive diets and endless hours of training. So if you're ready to finally take control back of your body and your health, click on the link below in the show notes and join today. Let's get back to the podcast.
And what have we seen with skin cancer?
It's increased.
In the US, it's the number one cancer is skin cancer. And what I'm seeing a lot in young people, I had a patient yesterday. She was 30, I think she was 32. She had stage four ovarian cancer. And it was so interesting that is a terrible kind of ovarian cancer. And 5 years ago, she read my book and she said she changed everything in her house and started eating well, et cetera. So I think two things happened. One is that she took an IUD with a synthetic progesterone, because I go back from birth to in utero to where they are. Like, what happened? And there's always a lot of reason. Cancer is not a spontaneous problem. All right. You don't wake up with cancer one day. Even with exposure to Chernobyl, which is radiation, it would take about 3 to 4 years to get cancer, as opposed to 8 to 10. All right. If you were exposed to a synthetic chemical, I mean, a very serious chemical or radiation, you'll accelerate that timeline. But a normal cancer takes 8 to 10 years. So I always look at what I focus from in utero to where they are. And then I look at what is happening in these last 8 to 10 years. So this woman, she had a IUD for 2 years with a synthetic progesterone, and she went to the doctor. And she told the doctor, "Look, I don't feel well on this." And she goes, "No, it can't be that." And so finally she kept complaining. The doctor denied it. And she said, "You know, I want it out." Then the other thing she did is she got vaccinated with Moderna vaccine. So those are all potential factors that can contribute. We never know what anything foreign in our body is going to do to us. Okay. I mean, I look at the drug that my mother took only probably once or twice, whatever she took, but it was a short period of time, how it affected me for my entire life. So we have to be mindful what we are putting in our bodies, all right? All the time. You know, we talk about birth control pills. Birth control pills are synthetic estrogen, synthetic progesterones. Every cell in your body has over 30,000 receptor sites. All hormones work in a lock and key. So it's got to be perfect. If you've ever gone to a locksmith and made a key, the first thing you do is to make sure it works. Well, the estrogen in a birth control pill and a progesterone is not the same as your biological, physiological estrogen and progesterone. So it really, and what it also does is it shuts down the hypothalamic pituitary axis. And that's how it shuts down the ovaries. And then you don't make testosterone. Well, testosterone is very important for women's bones, their mood, their heart, their blood sugar, all of these different things. So it's very important to think, what are we doing and how are we counterbalancing whatever we're doing, right? Everything. And I haven't completely, she was a brand new patient, so I haven't really completely figured out, like, this girl is fit. She exercises. She eats super well. And she had a really good, you know, I went over everything she eats on a daily basis, and she's eating like what we're talking about. So I was like, Whoa, this is a devastation. And they basically said, you know, you take this anti-estrogen pill and we'll just repeat scans every 3 months. Well, that's not enough for a 32-year-old. We cannot just think taking one pill is going to shut down all the growth mechanisms of cancer, correct? We have to create a cellular terrain that's inhospitable to cancer. So we are all of us, to a certain extent, you know, we're our body is starving for energy. It's starving for food, right? And we have an overabundance of energy that is not serving our cells. We are, you know, we're sedentary today because we created this automated techno society that we don't have to do anything. But that's not how our body, we make energy when we exercise, because our muscles are piezoelectric. And so when you press on a muscle and you move, it produces energy. And so the more that we don't move, the less our energy is going to be, right? And then because we eat a diet that's devoid of vital energies, then our cells can't take care of you. And then unfortunately, we are living in a world where it's the great poisoning too. You know, our air isn't good, our water's not good, our food isn't good. You have to make conscious efforts in purchasing the correct food. And then we are blanketed with this electromagnetic field all around us. And so we are seeking, we're all, everybody's seeking for this outside source, and you have it all within you. You have the technology in you. You have the cellular miracle in you. You have it all in you. I mean, literally, if you look at the beauty of just your brain, of just of an ear, it's like this is miraculous. And I think if we all would teach children from the day they come out what a miracle they are and how capable this miracle is, and then all the things we need to do to take care of it, it would be like, look how what we'd have. Okay. And today, you know, with the chronic illness in all age groups, I say that all this illness in babies and elementary and teenagers and 30-year-olds, they're the canaries in the mine screaming that something is wrong. And we all have to listen. So me talking about it, you talking about it, everyone we talk to talking about it, we're going to make a change and we're going to transform the future of health and humanity. I know it, but it's just slower than what I would like. Okay. It's a lot slower because I've been saying we're 911 for like, I don't know, 12, 15 years. So, and people, you know, people didn't listen. So, but I had to see, I had a different perspective because I grew up having to be take exquisite care of myself. Because I didn't have a menstrual cycle every year, excuse me, every month, I was never like this nice circadian rhythm that women, the normal woman has. And so I learned to manage my symptoms by myself. Okay. And I always ate well, though. I, you know, personally always ate well because that's how I grew up. And then when I, you know, got older, I knew to manage myself. I had to do everything correctly. I had to sleep well. I had to do everything well because my hormonal balance was abnormal and no one knew anything about hormones at that time, literally nothing. Okay. And my mother didn't take me to the doctor to talk to them about irregular menstrual cycle. The first time I went was in medical school. I was like 27 years old. And then the only answer is birth control pill. Well, birth control pill cannot solve everybody's problems. And it's inadvertently given to solve all of women's problems. Even I see dark patients, they gave it to them when we're in menopause. And I'm like, why would you give birth control pills to women in menopause? A synthetic hormonal preparation, when we know a synthetic hormone cannot turn on the cellular function synthetically. It cannot do it. So I just, it's like, it's mind blowing to me because I remember, I don't know how long it goes, I posted on birth control pills and oh my gosh, the OB-GYN haters came out. And I was like, well, go read the pill problem. Go read. How about go talk to a bunch of women, you know?
I feel ya.
And so we just, we can't be against each other. We have to listen to each other. We can all learn from each other. We need to cooperate and collaborate with one another. And we just have to try it. Like your clients, you have to just try it. And that's what I always ex tell my patients. Most of my patients, they're ready to go. You know, they do it, you know,
They
they're
do.
already ready to do what they need to do. You know, very few of my patients are not, if they're not
Resistant.
really committed. I'm like, you know, why are we here? I remember I did have a patient. This was a funny story because she was very obese. I would say in her 40s, probably, I think she was like 400 pounds. And so I finally told her, I had compassion a lot for in the beginning. And she wasn't old and it wasn't like she was disabled. I said, look, why are you coming to the visit with me? You're not making progress. You have an excuse every time. This is not fair to me. You make me look bad and you make yourself look bad. So why are we doing this? I had to have a talk because why? Why are we, if we're not making progress, what are we doing?
What did she say? Did she get
So
her
she
shit together?
agreed, actually. The patient agreed, because I worked so well and so hard with her, with this patient. I was so dedicated and such a, you know, as you know, with your clients, you have to be their encourager. And so I was like her constant cheerleader, encourager, and everything. But we have to, at some point in time, we have to all take responsibility for ourselves.
I agree.
And we have to do the work. And you know, it's not that it's not easy, it's just the right thing to do.
I think it's simple, but it's, I just come up against this with women in our program all the time. They're just like in this learned helplessness, some of them. And like it's too hard, Kitty. Like they've done all of these diets when we're trying to teach them about tracking their food and eating adequate calories and going to the gym and strength training, getting sun, getting active. And they're like, it's not quick, like to 12-month transformation. I'm like, well, it took you 30 years to get here. You can't improve all your health symptoms and build muscle and lose this body fat and get this, because they want a the strong, energized body. And as soon as it gets hard or they get derailed, it's like, just I give up. I give up,
Right.
But I think sometimes, I've had a couple of women message me in our program in the challenge because we do these calls with these women in our challenge every week. And sometimes I'm like you, like I give the mood of like tough love. And this one lady messaged me and she's like, I listened to your call, Kitty, last week. And I decided to just put my big girl fucking pants on and have a crack at this tracking the food and food prep. And I'm going to go join the gym. And like, thanks for, just being honest and being part of this community. I'm like, yeah, I said, just consistent imperfect action. Just show up and try. You're not going to nail this the first week. You got to give yourself grace and just know that you'll get better over time. But you got to get out of this instant quick fix mindset of I need to lose weight on the scales to I want to change my body composition. I want to get strong. I want to nourish my body. I'm going to learn the skills. And it's just encouraging them because I think we're so conditioned to the quick fix and we're sold HRT and all of these supplements. And it's like, it doesn't fucking work. Like, it just doesn't work. You just keep butting your head against the same brick wall every time. It's like you just at some point I think you get sick of yourself and you're like, all right,
Right.
I got to knuckle down and do and like you say, do the work and just give it time. And one thing actually you just prompted me, but back to the nutrition, it's only one more nutrition question, but the polyunsaturated fats, the vegetable oils, the seed oils, can you talk about that versus like the butter and the
Yeah.
coconut and the, 'cause I think that's a huge one.
Right. Right. So the people always ask me, so what fats can I eat? And I say, well, first of all, you want to avoid seed oils. And it's interesting. Most of my patients are pretty, they're already aware of seed oils, which is great. But you have to go back to basics, which is butter, olive oil, tallow, coconut, avocado, Bone marrow. I eat bone marrow regularly.
Yum.
Okay. So go back to fats from nature and avoid the canolas and the safflower and the any seed oil, period, you should be avoiding, because people don't understand. I always talk about the magical membrane. So the magical membrane is every cell in your body has what they call a magical membrane. So you have essential fatty acids and phosphatidylcholine. So if you take seed oils, it interferes with that functionality of that membrane. That's where all the receptor sites, your cell membrane is magnetic also. And it's on a magnetic electrical field on your membrane. And then you have the cellular components. So if you use seed oils, you're basically poisoning the machinery of your body.
Yeah, and it's actually not
It's
that difficult to avoid them. Like I remember when I learned about it, I was like, well, you just don't eat a lot of packaged foods. And if you look for like, if I buy pasta, it's really good quality pasta, like without you look for to no veg. It's actually not that
right.
hard to avoid it, I don't
Right.
think, if you're focusing on the right fats. And it's, yeah, I actually remember when I was a kid, because my mum took me to this naturopath when I was 12. I don't know why. And the naturopath told her I was lactose intolerant. And so, from 12 until 34, I ate margarine, like all these seed oils, no soy. And then, I met Emma and then got introduced to Ray's work, and I healed my digestive tract and improved my metabolism. And now I just eat heaps of dairy, like ice cream. I love ice cream every night. And I think, and sorry, back to nutrition question again, but the dairy, can you talk about a bit about dairy? Because I feel like that's another thing. Like women are scared of carbohydrates and sugar and fruit, and they're so scared of
Well,
dairy.
actually,
It's such a
dairy
thing
is
now.
like a perfect food. It's like a
Yeah.
perfect food because it's got the carbohydrates, the protein, and the fat.
Yeah.
And when you eat dairy, you're very satisfied nutritionally. I eat raw cheese like every day. I have milk. I prefer raw milk. Can't always get raw milk. And I drink kefir. I drink a lot of kefir. And so today I had kefir with honey and blueberries. And yes, and so kefir, because that's a great way to replenish your gut bacteria. And so, but dairy is like a pure food. And now today we have so much organic grass-fed. And here in California, we can still get raw dairy. So raw dairy is just a pure food. I eat creme fraiche like
Yum.
almost every day too. And I use cream, organic cream, real cream in my coffee. And so just again, it's just real food.
It
Real ingredients from nature.
yeah.
Okay. And so the so if you can get it as raw and as,
If you
real as
can,
can
hey.
be.
Because, like in
Yeah,
Thailand,
it's
for
not
example,
always.
we can't get it. So, because, and I think sometimes too, like I try and say this to women, it's like, if you can't access it, don't stress yourself out. Like, do the best that you can with what you can access. Like, we just, it's actually, at least over here, they've got just plain, it's even though it's pasteurized and homogenized, like milk, it's not organic, but it's like got nothing else added. We can get parmesan and cheese, which is awesome. We can get yogurt, just like it's not raw, but it's just plain Greek yogurt. So,
Plain.
yeah, it's just
Yes.
plain, nothing else added. So, I drink a lot of milk. So you're still getting all the calcium, the parmesan and cheese. So, I'm like, just do the best you can, but look for stuff that doesn't have all this synthetic added fucking vitamins and other shit to it. So,
Right. That's the key thing, that it has its own inherent nutritional value.
And do you like this is what I've just found with clients is a lot, because I was the same, that if you've got an issue digesting dairy, like I've, and there's probably a very small amount of the population that has a true dairy intolerance, but a lot of it comes back to like digestive stress, low metabolic
Yes.
function. So when women come into our program, they're just eating fuck all calories and they're eating tons of green cruciferous vegetables and, foods that irritate the intestines. And what we find is when we actually increase their calories, get them eating some like nice ripe fruits and root vegetables, collagen and gelatin, broths, then they can start to reintroduce the dairy slowly and over time they can actually tolerate dairy again. So can you talk a bit about that? Because I think people like instead of asking the question of why can't I tolerate the dairy, just going and maybe talk about why calcium is so important.
Right. Well, the thing is that our today people have lots of food allergies because their gut's not healthy. All right. because a long time ago, there wasn't an abundance of dairy allergy 50 years ago. When I grew up, no one was really allergic to dairy because everyone drank milk in glass bottles. Okay. And dairy, like I said, we already has the calcium, the magnesium, all the nutrients in it naturally. They don't add, it's not added. Okay. Because you don't need to add. But if you have, there are people who have a sensitivity. Actually, there's a girl I work with who invented natural allergy elimination technique where she can eliminate the allergy. But if I have a patient who has 30 allergies when I do food allergy testing, I know their gut's not healthy. So if you can rehabilitate the gut with bone broth or gelatin and maybe some aloe vera, depending, maybe repopulate it with fermented foods and kefir and things like that, and see, tell them that they like you've got to try to rebuild your gut first. You know, you're not a doctor that's looking, maybe trying to assess them. And then we also have to think about, you know, the possibility of fungus growth, okay, and parasite growth, because now those things are seem to be much more abundant in our society today than they were 30 years ago. That wasn't something like huge, but now it's a big problem, you know, mainly because we're full of toxicity and we're full of these foods that, you know, are not nourishing our bodies. And so I always think that theoretically your gut should be perfectly designed not to be allergic. And if it is, address the integrity of the gut. Get the gut healthy and then try, you know, like a raw cheese or try a really good milk or, you know, in that or ice cream, like ice cream, but you want to eat ice cream that's like made well,
Yeah,
you
homemade.
know,
Yeah.
homemade ice cream. You can
It's so
make
cheap
homemade ice.
too. So much cheaper than buying it in the store. Yeah, we've got a Ninja Creamy. It's the best. It's like, because you buy Häagen-Dazs, it's like the only good ice cream over here with no shit in it. But it's so expensive. And I just make it with milk, egg, sugar. Sometimes add some collagen.
And fruit.
So easy. Yeah, fruit. So I make this yum banana caramel banana banoffee one that I make with condensed milk. And oh my God, I just love, I'm addicted to ice cream. It's like my favorite.
That's my daughter. She loves ice cream.
Oh, it's brilliant. And what about, can you talk about, because this is another thing that comes up, and one of the reasons why we created our skincare, because we just couldn't find, I remember when I first found, you know, Emma and Rain, all this stuff, I was like, holy shit, like because I was like fake tanning it up, so much perfume, all of the different makeups and things, all the chemicals I was applying to my body. Can you talk a bit about, like, because you've talked about pollution and toxins and how, you know, I find that women are just, like they're just putting so much shit on their skin as well. And maybe the water, talk about the water and the pollution. Like, yeah.
I that's one of my slides. It's a picture of a
Yeah.
woman with all of her potions and lotions and makeup and everything. And I do everything non-toxic myself, okay? My soap, my water is all purified. I only use, you know, skincare that does not have any chemicals. Fortunately, in the United States, probably where you are, we have everything natural, all
Yeah.
right? We can have everything, and it's usually very lot less expensive than name brands. You know,
Yeah.
women be aware to find the natural version of everything they like,
Yeah.
whether it's to clean your house, your lotions, your soaps, your makeup, everything should be natural, organic, and raw, so to speak, you know. So, and try not to get things in plastic. That's another big thing because of the plastics is are probably our number one pollutant today. And if you're taking a shower and your air is not pure, excuse me, your water is not purified, then you're putting it all in your skin, and your skin absorbs more than your mouth. You absorb everything through your skin, like 30% more than you do your mouth. So you want to really take a deep dive forensic analysis of your personal sanctuary to see what is what and how is it possibly affecting you.
Yeah, the water's a big one. Yeah, when we lived in Australia, we had this awesome pristine hydro filter like put into our second sink, which was awesome. I wish we could have bought it over here, but we've got a water filter here, and we got the shower. We've done the best we can over here, but yeah, the water in Thailand's terrible. Definitely don't drink it. What water filters do you use? Like, what would you recommend to someone who was just sort of looking into it?
Yeah, well, I use Echo It's a company called here in Utah, Echo. And then I have a whole house system, and then I have a system on my water and in my sink. But a really good company out of Korea is called Tyent. I don't know if you, that would,
No,
it's
no.
probably close to you, but
Yeah.
Tyent is very, very good water.
Yeah, cool.
Excellent water. And then they make the hydrogen water, and I have a hydrogen water bottle and everything too.
Yeah, wow. Okay, I'm gonna get off after this and listen. Look at that. And what about so you talked like a little bit about the pill, as I think that's a big one, and potentially like HRT. Can you talk a bit more about those two again? And
Well,
how?
birth control pill, like I said, some
Yeah.
women may need it, okay,
Yeah.
because that's what they need to rely on. So when I have a woman, I always make sure that they take a really good food-based multivitamin, because those women are the women not eating exactly well. And then I have them also take a probiotic, because we know that it affects the gut, and we know that it depletes nutrients. And then I have all women go off once a year, 1 month, to let their own body kick in. Okay. Like let your body be natural for a month. And then HRT, I mean, I've only used natural hormone replacement, and that's made from yams.
The
And so whether
progesterone.
progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, pregnenolone, I check and see what each person needs. And sometimes I will have to use a biological identical estrogen, depending on the woman, depending on how, every cocktail for each patient is different. And so, but sometimes women may need a teeny dose, especially maybe for their vagina. If they have really bad vaginal dryness, I'll use a weak, what they call estriol, E3. So again, I always tell patients, I treat the patient with the problem, not the problem of the patient.
Can you talk more about progesterone? So bioidentical progesterone, because I think it's people, women just don't know about it.
Right. Well, progesterone is what balances your estrogen and basically influences the cycle. Okay. So you have a 28-day cycle. You have your period for 3 to 5 days. You make estrogen, you ovulate, and then you make progesterone on the latter half of your cycle. And so progesterone is what is the balancer of estrogen, helps your thyroid work, your circulation work, your nutrient work, your brain work. Okay. And so what happens is, depending on what's going on in our world today, because we have a lot of endocrine disruptors, those are hormone disruptors, and they've been around for now a long time. And so, and everyone's going to be affected differently, but I started taking progesterone. That's what saved my life, is going on progesterone. That's how I found to balance and have a menstrual cycle every year. I mean, excuse me, every month, because I took 15 days on, 15 days off. And then it saved my life, because when I didn't have progesterone, I couldn't even think clearly. And my dead it because progesterone affects your brain, your digestion, your heart, your skin, your breath. I mean, everything, everything. That's why they use it for brain things today, because brain trauma and brain injuries, because progesterone's beautiful for the brain. So I just know that how much it changed my life, and I'm still on progesterone. So I
Yeah, I
do
use it
take,
too. It's
yeah, so,
incredible. Yeah. And would you
right.
say, because sometimes I feel women will listen to something like this and go, I'm not going to make any diet or lifestyle changes. And I've seen it. I'm just going to take progesterone. So would you say it's important to have the foundational work, like do that
That's number
foundational?
one. That's
Yeah.
number one.
Before you
Don't
throw
do
in this.
anything else. Yes, do get your daily rhythm down and honor that, because there is a rhythm to it. And so get that down first before you start adding stuff.
Yeah. I know, because it's again, it's not a magic pill. It's not.
No, nothing's a
Yeah.
magic pill. There's too much magic that needs
There's
for the
too.
body.
Can you talk about aspirin? Because I feel like, again, aspirin's another. We've been taking aspirin for years.
Right.
And I see you post about it a lot. And yeah, talk about aspirin.
Yeah, so aspirin is important, but it's not like the end all,
Yeah.
okay?
So
I mean,
again, it's another. Do the
it's
foundations and add
another,
these things on top.
yeah. As you need, yes, as you need, okay, because aspirin is a naturally anti-inflammatory. And so, and you only need a little bit. Everything is always a little. It's not like you need a lot of anything. You need a little of something. So it just should be, 81 milligrams, nothing, big amounts. It's a natural blood thinner, right? So, and anti-inflammatory. So, but it's something. Do I give it to everybody? No, but if I want to prevent cancer, if I have a patient with cancer, if I want to, try it to see if someone has inflammation and they that feel better with it. So those kinds of things. Or I like if I have a patient with cancer and she has elevated clotting, I'll give them a little aspirin.
Yeah, it's so cheap too. It's
Right.
yeah. And what
So
about us? Are you
I'm
gonna
going
have
to
to
have to
go?
go.
Okay,
Yes,
thank you so
because I
much.
have a big meeting.
Oh, that this was just absolutely brilliant. I could sit here and talk to you for hours, but you have
We
just, I
can.
think, covered so much great stuff. And I'm going to pop all of your details in the show notes. And I think
Okay.
everyone should follow you and
Yes.
try and implement your advice. And as always, everyone, take a screenshot of the episode, share it on Instagram stories, and tag me at KITTYBLOMFIELD. And yeah, I just appreciate you coming on so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for being waking up at 5 a.m. to be with us.
No, it was amazing. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.